back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. I'm Anita. Olivia and I are sharing Olivia's great experience visiting Door County, Wisconsin. And Olivia, what I'm loving about this is all of the outdoor things, because people have this impression, if they haven't been to Wisconsin, of kind of one thing, you know, the dairy farms and, you know, the farming and things like that. But there's also a lot of outdoor things to do. And now history, too. We're going to talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, especially in Door County, because it is located on a peninsula. So you've got that beautiful view of Lake Michigan, and where there's shoreline, there's going to be lighthouses.
And I love visiting lighthouses or just seeing them there. So much history. And you can just stop and just think about all of the ships and boats that they've led into shore and just the stories around that.
I mean, the fascinating stories. And it's a really great story with the lighthouse that we're going to be talking about today.
And that's Eagle Bluff Lighthouse. And we may as well bring in an expert to talk about it, someone from the Eagle Bluff Lighthouse. She is the manager for the Door County Historical Society. And her name is Linda Foss. So, Linda, thank you so much for joining us and talking with us about Eagle Bluff Lighthouse.
Well, thank you. I'm happy to do it.
Well, we're happy to have you here because it just sounds so exciting. I wish that I could have seen the lighthouse. Olivia's been talking about it. So tell us a little bit about Eagle Bluff Lighthouse and its operation. I know it started in 1868, but can you talk a little bit about the early history and some of the ships that were navigated into the Strawberry Channel there in Green Bay?
Yes. The channel right in front of the lighthouse was called Strawberry Channel. And in the 1800s, it was a very busy channel for shipping. And a lot of people are amazed at that, at this little community, that it would be so busy. But in those days, Door County didn't look anything like it does today because it was clear cut from the lumber industry. And Door County was supplying lumber to many of the large cities in the Midwest. In fact, they were instrumental in supplying the lumber to Chicago after the Great Chicago Fire. And it was the lumber merchants who put in the request to the government way back in 1866 that they needed a lighthouse on Eagle Bluff.
And one of my favorite things about the Eagle Bluff Lighthouse, not just its importance there in the Green Bay, but also the life of a lighthouse keeper. There's a really immersive experience there on the tour to learn about that. And also how, you know, the lighthouse kind of became a gathering place for the lighthouse keeper's family and their friends. So can you talk more about the lighthouse keepers and kind of their role in the community?
Yes. Eagle Bluff had three different lighthouse keepers over a period of 58 years. And one of the lighthouse keepers, and the one that we like to share on our tours, was there for 35 years out of the 58 years. His name was William Duclan, and he was there from 1883 until 1918. And William lived there with his wife, Julia, and their seven boys. And they raised those seven boys in that lighthouse. We have many tales about the family because we were so fortunate in 1960 when the Door County Historical Society took over the Eagle Bluff Lighthouse and began to restore it. The youngest of those seven boys came forward, and he shared with us all the great history and all the great stories about Eagle Bluff. Not only that, but he donated many of the beautiful antiques and artifacts that we are able to share with guests today. The antiques he wasn't able to donate. He worked with the Historical Society to find furniture just like what his mom and dad had, and then he placed them in the home just where his family had them. So as our guests tour the home today, it still looks just like it did in the late 1800s when the Duclan family was living there. Now, you asked about it being a gathering place for other communities. That was another unique feature about Eagle Bluff. It wasn't a lighthouse in isolation. We have the community of Ephraim to the north, just 3 miles, the community of Fish Creek to the south, 1 mile, and then the community of Blossomburg to the east, just 1 mile. And those three communities actually used Eagle Bluff as a gathering place. Walter Duclan, the youngest of those seven boys, had told us that Eagle Bluff back in the day was really quite the party house. And, of course, a party in those days was just a simple potluck dinner. where everyone made their specialty, and then they would gather at the lighthouse.
That really is so special. I mean, it was neat to learn about a family of seven boys. I'm the oldest of six kids myself, but seven boys in one room, Anita, one bedroom.
That's amazing. I bet there's some stories just around that.
Yeah, for sure.
Yes, it was. It was. Well, because, you know, the home was a federal government building, the families were required to keep a guest room. So that is why all seven boys were in one bedroom.
I'm sure there were some escapades that they could definitely share from all of those years.
Yes.
Now, the park itself, or the lighthouse, is located within the Peninsula State Park, which is quite a large state park. What else can visitors do, not only at the lighthouse, but kind of within that park, too?
Oh, it's a beautiful park. It's the second largest park here in Wisconsin, but I believe it's the most popular. It's over 3,700 acres and beautiful, beautiful bike trails, hiking trails, a wonderful beach, a great nature center. It's just a beautiful spot for people to come and visit. And the park was actually started around 1909.
So, and it was lots of history.
Lots of history there, too. Yep, it was actually the community of Blossomburg that the government purchased those farms and then turned it into the state park.
Now, you guys are listening to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, and Olivia and I are exploring all the great things to do in Door County, Wisconsin. And right now, we're talking about Eagle Bluff Lighthouse, and we're having a great conversation with Linda Foss, who's the manager for the Door County Historical Society for the Lighthouse. So, Linda, tell us a little bit about the Historical Society.
Well, the Historical Society was started in 1926, and then, came the Great Depression and a couple of world wars. And in 1960, the Historical Society started over again and was recreated. And it was a group of really dedicated people. They were looking for a project in 1960. And at that same time, the park superintendent of Peninsula State Park, Lowell Hansen, he was looking for a nonprofit to help him restore the lighthouse. The park had taken over the lighthouse in 1936. The home had been sitting vacant for about 10 years. The light had become automated in 1926. And so no one had lived there for 10 years. And the park at that time asked permission from the federal government if they could possibly use the facility. So they decided to use it for campers. You could actually camp in the lighthouse.
Wow.
And at that time, they sold off our summer kitchen and to someone to use as a cottage, and they sold off the barn to another family to use as a cottage. And the families had to remove them from the property of the lighthouse.
Wow.
Well, the park used the lighthouse for many years. But it started to fall apart, the maintenance. It needed maintenance. And so the park superintendent went to the state of Wisconsin and said, gee, I need some money to fix up the Eagle Bluff Lighthouse.
Wow.
Well, the state said, what? It's a federal government building. We're not touching it. So then he went to the federal government, and they said, read your lease. You're in charge of the maintenance. So that argument went on for many years. And he wouldn't give up on the lighthouse. At one time, the federal government actually threatened to knock it down and put up a metal tower.
Well, I'm so glad that they didn't do that. I mean, because we wouldn't have the chance to see it. Now, is there a website so that our listeners can check out the website so that when they're in the area, they can come and check it out as well? What's your website?
Yes, it's eaglebblufflighthouse.org.
So Door County sounds perfect for family vacations. Now, as you're planning summer getaways, remember to include travel insurance in your plans so that your vacation is stress-free and no worries. And with Allianz Travel Insurance, there are no worries about cancellations. They have a great suite of plans, Olivia, that also includes medical insurance as well. So you can keep that vacation stress-free, Keep that out of the vacation. You don't want stress in there. You can enjoy exploring destinations like Door County. So check out their suite of travel insurance options on their website at AllianceTravelInsurance.com. Back in a moment.
End of the spring.